This is PodTech Nut. This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez of PodTech News at the 2006 AdTech Conference, a gathering of advertising professionals focusing on media, marketing, and technology, which basically means the internet. Mark Kwame, partner at Sequoia Capital, opened the conference with a keynote on the shift from traditional media to IP-distributed text, audio, and video. The picture he paints seems to be more than just a shift. Here's the third part of three of his keynote speech before AdTech 2006 in San Francisco.
I've seen lots of different forecasts. I've seen forecasts 18 to 20 billion in 2008. I don't think they're anywhere close, okay? In network, in broadcast media, we're doing about $60 billion a year. I believe it will be, and the internet will be half that by 2008. Just look at the statistics, okay? I think it's gonna be 30 to 35 billion. So imagine 30 to 35 billion on the net, okay, in 2008 of advertising spend, and then imagine 8% of US retail done on the net, 9%. I mean, we're talking about a lot of money, okay? So that is another reason why I think this is the golden age of the internet. So Susan asked me to give a little bit of background of what we're investing in and why what we look at. I think one thing that you'll know about us, and I think most VCs, is we are market-based investors. We want to invest in very, very large markets. And what I just explained to you, I mean, I was talking to one of my partners, Mike Moritz, who's on the board of, our partner behind Yahoo and Google. And he said, you know, it's hard for me to believe that, you know, 15 years ago, I would have never said two of our most successful investments would be based on advertising revenue. I mean, we were investing in, you know, hard IP and semiconductors and software and systems and hard drives and all that kind of stuff, okay? But you got to go where the market is. And I think right now the market is in this, in these areas. So I kind of got the, what I call the three laws of internet investing. And they're pretty simple. You're going to say, oh, Mark, that's really brilliant. But it's pretty true. Clear and focused customer benefit. Look at the most valuable media asset on the planet today, Google. It's a search box. That's pretty clear, and it's pretty focused. The other thing that we've been fortunate about on the internet is on the internet, you can get feedback. You can actually launch something and see what's happening. When we invested, every one of our successful internet investments, except for one, okay, which was very successful, PayPal, were all already up and going before we made the investment. So Jerry and David had already created Yahoo, Sergey and Larry had already created Google. And for example, when we invested in YouTube, everyone said, "Boy, you guys were so brilliant to see, you know, YouTube in July of 2005." We weren't that smart. They were already doing 50,000 videos a day. Okay, you see the user feedback, and more importantly, it helps you, the entrepreneur. Okay, because if the entrepreneur is iterating, giving benefit to their consumer, guess what? You will grow, and you'll attract folks like us. This is the last thing is something I feel very strong about. And this is a trap we fell in the late 90s. Now, there were a couple examples of success. Amazon was one of them. Great internet sites are not promoted. They're discovered. If you remember, we actually at CKS did the identity and launch of eBay. There were no advertisers advertising for you. eBay didn't run its first television ad until after it went public, okay? You know, same thing with Yahoo, same thing with Google, same thing with you. Everyone said, oh, this YouTube's this phenomenal big thing now. Well, guess what? You know, it was doing a lot of stuff until, you know, other people discovered it, and then everyone had to tell everyone, okay? These are kind of like the three core things that I look for in an internet company. Next, if it's a media model, i.e. you're getting advertisers, you can't, remember we used to say it's all about the eyeballs? You can't pay for eyeballs, okay? You've got to create this great product that draws consumers in, okay, for free. I'm on the board of LinkedIn. LinkedIn's got over 5 million registered users now. And the network is growing, you know, very, very quickly. And we've paid nothing for those users. We created a benefit for our consumers that they wanted to share with their friends. The whole idea of viral marketing is very, very important. And I think how you use tools to go do that will really make or break a lot of companies. In fact, one of the things that we're seeing out there is in the email space. Email is really the glue that's holding a lot of this together. We're investors in a company called Strongmail that helps companies do that, and there are other companies as well. How do you get the email through is going to be very important. One interesting statistic, 25% of all email, bulk email, goes undelivered. So anyway, must generate multiple page views per visit. We're very focused on length of visit, length of page views, like, you know, how many, like I mentioned, the YouTube. We just recently invested in a site. I can't tell you which one it is, but it's got over 1 million users. The average user spends an hour and a half on the site. I love that. Okay, that gives, you know, lots of time for advertisers to advertise to that constituency. You want users to go back. It's got to be addictive. Something I said a long time ago at CKS, and I still believe is true today, the average consumer only goes to 7 sites on a regular basis. You need to be one of those 7. Now, we all have a couple sites that we go to, maybe for our news or, you know, for buying something, but then it gets, you know, for me, I go to 7 sites, and 3 of them are motocross sites. I only know one other guy in the audience who probably goes to a motocross site here. So you need to get to that constituency. And I think that is something you really need to understand. How can you be for, you know, the nice thing is I think there are about getting close to 1 billion people on the internet right now. How can you segment out a couple million of those? The other thing, what makes a great internet investment, or what just makes a great investment in general, I've already talked about this. This is all pretty self-evident. One thing that I think, you know, we talked about a couple of these things. I'll highlight a couple more. Technology. Align yourself with world-class engineers. You know, Zappos is known as a dot-com, you know, retailer. They've got 4 to 8 just brilliant engineers. They've built all the systems themselves. Okay, you gotta have great engineers. And great engineers are hard to find. And don't compromise. Just don't compromise. You got to get the world-class guys, because 2 world-class guys can do 10x the work of 10, you know, C-level guys. Okay, you've got to get world-class folks. The other thing is, I've talked about missionary, not mercenary. I think that the last thing is, especially in the commerce world of things, is high gross margins. Really focus on gross margins, because one thing that we have found with gross margins is if you have high gross margins, you can do a lot of things wrong and still have enough flexibility to survive as a company. If you have very skinny gross margins, your ability to survive in difficult times is very, very hard. So, as I mentioned, these are some of the companies that we've been fortunate enough to invest in over the last couple of years. We think we are entering, as I mentioned, the golden age of the internet. I think everything that is coming together, I think Susan, you know, I was fortunate enough, as Susan mentioned, to be at the first ad tech. Skip and I brainstormed this idea to do this, and, you know, it went like this, and it followed the cycle, went up, went down, and is now back up. I think, you know, if you think about this industry, I don't see why this thing, you know, ad tech won't continue to grow at 50 to 100% a year for a while, because of all the commerce, all the business coming to this area. And last but not least, I should say almost a point of certainty that the next Google is being created this year or next year. And you say, oh, Mark, yeah, right, okay. The next Google, I'm talking about $100 billion, $50 billion worth company. Don't forget, I started at Apple in 1980. Apple was created in 1977. The company today that has 35% share of the PC business was not created until 1986, 10 years later. And that's Dell. So 10 years are very interesting increments. AdTech's on its 10th anniversary. The internet is on its 10th commercial anniversary. The next 10 years are going to be a very exciting time. Thank you very much.